Fill me now. Fill me now. Jesus, come and fill me now.
Fill me with thy Holy Spirit. Come, oh come and fill me now. Fill me now. Fill me now. Jesus, come and fill me now. Fill me with thy Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Jesus, we come to you. You are the baptizer. Hallelujah. And we come to you filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We reach out to you in simple faith, Lord, as those who hunger and thirst for you, claiming your promise that you pour water on the thirsty ones, floods on the dry ground. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As the Lord commandeth you, bring your vessels, not a few. He will fill your heart today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power. He will fill your heart today to overflowing. As the Lord commandeth you, bring your vessels, not a few.
Clean through Jesus' precious blood. Come, ye needy one and all, and in humble consecration wait before the throne of God till the Holy Ghost shall fall. He will fill your heart today to overflowing, as the Lord commandeth you. Bring your vessels, not a few. He will fill your heart today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. In simple faith, we reach out to you, Lord. Here we are presenting ourselves to you to be filled. Spirit of Christ, come and fill us tonight, Lord. You see our hearts, you know our need, Lord. You see our desire, Lord, strengthen it. Let it be a cry for you, hallelujah, in every one of our hearts, hallelujah, hallelujah.
glory. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Now, in chapter 55, Isaiah, it also says, come and buy wine and milk. Buy wine and milk. The Holy Spirit is represented in the Bible as wine, waters, or fire. That means the Holy Spirit. And the milk refers to the Word. The pure spiritual milk, the Word of God. We need both. We need to be filled with the Word of God. We also need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Let's come and buy. Just take it. Take it then. Take it. God is pouring out His Spirit in these last days upon all flesh and oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Come.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we receive. Hallelujah. I receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy anointing, rest upon my soul, Spirit.
Sweetly filling us now, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in your strength and your power. Come in your own gentle way. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus.
Maybe I should say one more little thing. You know how we all like to appear somewhat more spiritual or advanced than we know we really are? Yes, I think we all know something about that. Especially preachers, right? They need to do that. They're standing in front of the people. I'm teasing Sister Martha, but it's true. I think there's a little bit of the actor in just about everyone, certainly in the natural man. It's there. So I'm telling you a little story about my father. I'd just like to see your hand if you don't know my father. One, two, three, four, and it didn't know my father. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, my father was a great man. I admire him greatly, and he was my father. Okay, I don't know what else to say except he worked here and was involved in the opening of this camp and served the Lord here faithfully. One day, as a boy, he was at the table at his birthday at the Faith Home. He told the story often, but the Faith Home is a place where people are serving the Lord, and they are all seeking God with all of their hearts and loving Jesus and working together for the advancement of his kingdom. My father was in high school. Some of you might still be in high school. I think some of you told me that you are. And he was in high school. And, of course, if you lived at the Faith Home or you went to the church that they attended, it was just expected that a young person who loved the Lord and was filled with the Holy Spirit, read his Bible every single day and prayed, I mean, a minimum of an hour. If you pray less than an hour, shame on you. And also, when it was your birthday, there was a good chance that at the table they would celebrate your birthday and you'd get a nice birthday cake. And then what they would do is they would pray for you. Maybe different people would give you a Bible verse. A verse of encouragement, of course, that God was going to bless you and take you on in his knowledge and cause you to grow in grace and fill you more greatly with his love. Of course, all of those things presupposing that you'd made a good beginning and you were really following on with all your heart. So he was waiting for some good word to be given him. His uncle was this man that was being talked about, Uncle Hans, the founder of this camp, and he would often pray for the person who was celebrating his birthday. So maybe it was my father's 16th or 17th birthday, and he knew in his heart that he wasn't loving Jesus as much as he should, and he wasn't really seeking him as much as he should, but he was hoping for a good word, you know. When Uncle Hans would come and pray for him, why, that was public, you know. My child, you know, I've seen your heart, and I will bless you this coming year. But you know what happened? In front of all the people at the table, when Uncle Hans came to pray for my father as a high school boy, you know what the Lord said to him through the pastor? He said, if you would just pray for 1 minute a day, if you would only turn your attention to me for 1 minute a day and pray that I would give you a greater hunger and thirst for myself, I would do it. I know many of you who've heard my father preach. I've heard him tell that story. What an embarrassment, right? One, that means everybody at the table knew that he wasn't even praying for 1 minute a day. Can you imagine? You know, but that touched his heart. It was exactly what he needed. And it tells us all something about the Lord. How much he wants to come to us. How much he wants to fill us. So let us hunger and thirst. It says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And I will pour water on him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. Now, maybe you are one of those who's been going on for 17 years or too long without being filled with God's Spirit. And you find that there isn't that cry in your heart. Well, my dad had that experience. Those of you who knew him knew that he was a man who was greatly filled with God, walked with God, and ministered in the Holy Spirit. Well, I guess he started to pray that 1 minute. And maybe soon it became 2 and 4 and 8, whatever. I'm sure of that. I'm sure of that. Because God said to him, through the pastor, if you'll just pray for 1 minute a day that I would increase hunger and thirst in your heart for me, I would do it. And that's true. That's true yet tonight. Oh, God, work in my heart a deeper hunger. All we need is that desire. Isn't that just what Jesus said? The Father in heaven will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. So let us seek a greater hunger, greater desire for the Lord. We don't need to go home from this place without having a wonderful, glorious, satisfying infilling of the Holy Spirit. But you know what happens when we're filled with the Spirit? God gives us a hunger for more of Jesus. And then we seek him, and then we find him. Sister here was telling me about one of her teachers who said, to know him is to love him. To love him is to seek him. To seek him is to find him. To find him is everything. And that's where it all leads, to Christ is all and in all. So let us seek his face during these days that we're here together. I'd just like to ask you to sing a prayer with me yet in closing, and then I invite anyone who'd like to stay and continue to wait before the Lord and open your heart to him to do so. It's on page 216, and we're going to sing the last verse that says, oh, Holy Ghost, revival comes from thee. Send a revival. Start the work in me. Thy word declares thou wilt supply our need. For blessing now, O Lord, I humbly plead. Oh, Holy Ghost, revival comes from thee. Wonderful prayer. Oh, Holy Ghost, revival comes from thee. Send a revival. Start the work in me. Thy word declare. thank you, Lord. Remind ourselves of his wonderful promise. I will pour water on him who is thirsty. I will pour floods upon the dry ground. Open your heart for the gift I am bringing. While ye are seeking me, I will be found. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. When you feel that it's time for you to leave, we're dismissed, but you want to stay and receive from the Lord, that's always right. And God bless you, everyone. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.